have a website already?
No, this is my first one.
Robert Robinson owns Sundries and Specialties. It's a brand new business, and he wants a brand new website to go with it.
Well, the front page, I want to show various items, like what we may sell, just different. We have our store being Sundries and Specialties, meaning we sell sundry with various items, and then we specialize in jewelry or certain antiques. So I don't want the picture to represent, you know, that situation, and then kind of describe some stuff about our business.
My name is Davis, and welcome to the Birmingham event for getting your business online.
Robinson isn't the only small business owner who wants to wade into the waters of the web. The internet company Google, who is an underwriter on Alabama Public Radio, says 54% of small businesses in Alabama lack a website. That's why Robinson and dozens of other small business owners just like him from around Alabama have descended on the Workplay Entertainment Complex in Birmingham. Their goal is to try and increase their online presence with some help from Google and Intuit websites. Jake Jepson is a web advisor with Intuit.
We offer a 3-page website hosting package as well as a domain name, so you can have a .com address to make it easy for your customers to find you, and all the tools you need to actually build the site, as well as online support.
But not everyone is tech-savvy enough to build their own website or have the money they need to hire someone else to do it. It's an obstacle many small businesses encounter when trying to get on the web. Jepson says you don't have to be a web builder, though, to get the benefits of the project.
It's incredibly easy. If you can make a PowerPoint slide, you'll be fine. It's just a matter of inserting, dragging and dropping, typing in text. It's very simple.
However, just because it's called the World Wide Web doesn't mean a small business should go online with global conquest as their goal. Jutansa Meyer is with the Georgia Small Business Development Center and is one of the people helping Google get America's small businesses online. His message is, even on the web, businesses should think locally.
It's probably one of those important things. You know, it's probably more important than your phone number. It's more people are going to connect and try to find you online than in the yellow pages. So 97% of all customers engage in some kind of internet search before a purchase. So it's critical that we have to be found online.
And Tonson Meyer says it's not just those businesses who work with average consumers, but also firms that deal business to business.
Technical folks or manufacturing folks typically might say, gee, I don't need a website because I'm a B2B type customer, or business to business. They need a website presence. They're checking their online reputation. They're checking reviews. They're checking every one of your customers are doing something on the internet to find out something about you, or worse, your competitors.
And I want you to spend 5 minutes on this page, picking a template. Again, don't be married to it. I'm going to show you how to change your templates.
Business owners from all walks are discovering how to adapt a website to their business's needs. There are custom clothes makers to vending machine salesmen, as well as Mimi Nolan, who's a real estate agent in Birmingham. While she has a web page on her company's site, she'd like to branch out and have a website all her own.
Birmingham has been a growing market. We've got people who are moving into the city from all places, and, you know, that's just where they start. You could get a good idea of, you know, what type of house is available in different areas of town and for what price, and kind of get a general overview before you start hitting the city.
If you weren't one of the few owners to take part in the workshop in Birmingham, don't worry, you can still take advantage of the opportunity. Alabama small business owners that would like to build a website to better increase their web presence can do so at alabamagetonline.com. The offer of a free website, domain name, and hosting is good for a year, and the clock doesn't start on that offer until you start building your site. From Workplay in Birmingham, I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.